G'day, Ray.
Hey, good morning, TK. Good morning, Matty.
Yeah. How was it, mate? It was significant when you can get all that sort of press out there for an early morning track gallop, buddy.
Yeah, look, with Chris Waller and the Connections of Winx have done this for a few times now in the last 12 months, but I think this was the biggest media roll-up we've had, and I guess it's all part of the Winx phenomenon, isn't it? It just grows and grows with every win. We know she's going for her 18th consecutive win on Saturday, and when you have a racehorse, particularly a mare, who's on this long winning streak, it just adds to the aura, doesn't it?
We saw her jump only the other day in the Barry Trot. How did she go today?
Yeah, look, just a solo gallop wide out on the course, Papa Matty, and she was in cruise control. Doesn't need to do a lot ahead of Saturday. All the work for Saturday's race has pretty much been done, but both Chris Waller, her trainer, and her jockey, Hugh Bowman, both believe that, well, they can't say she's going better than ever, because how do you improve on what's pretty much been perfection the last 2 years? But they're certainly both adamant that she hasn't gone backwards. So if the Winx that we've seen and become used to in recent campaign steps out on Saturday, and all indications are, then she'll be winning again.
Ray, you mentioned that. Last campaign, Chris and Huey both sort of came out and said, I think she's better. Mm. You know, I think she feels better. And I sort of scoffed a bit and said, well, how can she be better, you know, getting old and improving on perfection, as you mentioned. But maybe she is. Maybe she's just that freak that is getting better. Well, we certainly, fingers crossed, hope.
Well, I remember that conversation before the Apollo Stakes back in February.
And that was
Chris
it.
Said that, yeah, she put on 10 kilos and they thought she was physically at her peak, her development strength-wise, etc. But she's actually gone to another level again. Chris quantified it this morning and said she's probably 7 to 8 kilos heavier than she was last autumn. I guess like all of us, we could put on a little bit extra around the midriff, but with Winx, it's all muscle. And so she's probably at the absolute peak of her physical development. So if that translates into racetrack performance, boys, then how can they beat her?
Yeah. The question from me being, I suppose, a novice to this game here is, we're looking at $1.05 now, I think it is. Are we worried about times? Are we looking for records in times? Because we're hopefully late our Mazaire, we get this win, jumping from barrier two. Is it a time thing now?
I know what you're saying, Matty. Look, I think in relation to the price, I guess for most of us, it's not a case of backing Winx anymore, but of watching and appreciating, because only the big boys can put the huge money on. In relation to the race and the times, I guess the only thing that really Hugh Bowman has to worry about is not so much the opposition, but bad luck. I remember as a boy, Malcolm Johnson, the great Miracle Mal, getting caught on the fence on the legendary Kingston Town. He couldn't get out. There's no such thing as a certainty in racing, but barring bad luck, all Hugh Bowman has to do is just give Winx her chance. And we've seen it time and time again. When she lets down, no horse can go with her.
Mm. Yeah, any changes to the plans, Ray, coming back with the on the weekend quite clearly in the Group 2 Warwick Stakes and then onwards and upwards? Will it be the fourth run, the WS Cox Plate, and will she stay in Sydney for Everest Day, which I sincerely hope she does, or is there an indication she'll go to Caulfield?
At this stage, she'll be there on Everest Day for the Craven Plate. The only chance that could change, TK, I guess, is if we get a very wet spring. But right now, out here at Rose Hill, it's a bit cool, but beautiful sunny morning. And let's hope Sydney's due for a change of luck, aren't we, carnival-wise, with some decent weather. And if we get that, we'll see Winx. She could potentially have four, maybe even five runs leading the Cox Plate. My guess is she'll have four runs. If she is to miss a race, it's probably going to be the Chelmsford Stakes in a couple of weeks, TK.
Yeah.
So I'd imagine she'd go from the Warwick into the George Main, the Hill and the Craven Plate. The Chelmsford, Chris Waller hasn't ruled that out. And if she has a very easy win on Saturday, she may need to have that extra run. But the good news is for Sydney race fans, we'll be seeing the Great Mare a few times this spring.
That is fantastic news. And it's not as if she doesn't get through the wet going, but just the toll that would take on her building up to that tilt at a third, record equaling Cox Plate there. Good on you, Ray. We thank you so much for your time, mate.
Thanks so much, guys. All the best.